And now, a bonus segment from the Big John and Ramblin' Ray Show.
Every morning with John Ray at about 6:55, you hear the Miller Minute. That's Dennis Miller. Of course, you know him from HBO specials. His own Dennis Miller Show, which he hosted, I think, for 5 years, maybe longer.
Boy, you talk about Saturday Night Live. You talk about Monday Night Football. The guys had it all.
Old friend of ours, Dennis Miller, joins us now here on WLS. He was off of Twitter for 2 years. Dennis, why in the world did you decide to jump back on?
It wasn't that big a thing. I remember I wrote a joke once that I thought was funny, and people were saying, Greg, this was so unfunny, and I thought, oh, this place is just too hateful, a little salt. Like, I spent the afternoon exchanging this phone calls with my Lebanese drug dealer, #, and I thought that was a pretty decent joke. And everybody was saying how unfunny the joke was, and I thought, you know, this is just a bunch of sourpusses who don't want to laugh anyway.
That is very funny. That's very funny. Well, in this day and age, I mean, people are all, you know, they're all their own editors, they're all their own photographers, there's nobody else deciding what content is supposed to be heard and seen and what content isn't worthy. I guess that's both a positive and a negative. I just don't know how it's going to affect us as a society going forward, where nobody has to answer to anybody for content, and you can say whatever you want anonymously.
Yeah, but what's the option? I think people worry about society's psyche too much. This thing's going to grind on. Gets ugly sometimes, gets uglier other times, gets ugliest other times. Human interaction, I don't know. When I hear about people having flame wars on Twitter, I think, for God's sakes, does anybody remember the Crusades, the Inquisition? You know, I mean, it's rough. At this point, the only person on the internet I'd trust with my data is that Nigerian prince, quite frankly. So it's not like that.
You know, I suppose that we can't say that that social media is faceless. I mean, look at the dust up between Hannity and Jimmy Kimmel. I mean, you know, they go back and forth. Now all of a sudden you get people saying, okay, wait a second, we have to pull back our sponsorship on this. So I guess at some point you can be held accountable for it.
I didn't know they had a dust up. What's it about?
Well, their dust up is about whether or not Kimmel made fun of Melania's accent, and it was wrong, and Hannity got involved. Kimmel got involved. They go back and forth. Kimmel apologizes. Hannity doesn't think it's appropriate, and you go on and on.
Well, you know, I don't think that the dust ups on Twitter are the main. I don't know. I don't find that dispiriting or doesn't augur well for humankind or whatever major overlays people put on it. I do find putting like minor scraps and headbutting and antler locking under a jeweler's loop and going over it like the Zapruder film frame by frame seems tired to me. So when you say that, I just don't know about that one. But I do find it interesting that most interviews you do, people are bringing up things on the internet that they find completely, I don't know, wanting, and they seem to have almost a cavernous knowledge of them. So it's kind of, it's the receiving end of it, I think, is the odd thing. Sending the signals out from the other end of the universe or from somebody's Twitter page to the world, I'm always amazed at the amount of scrutiny that's placed on them. It just seems like, to me, trivialities, right? I don't know how many times at work do you bash up against somebody or in your day-to-day life or parking your car, but like I said, now we sort of stop down and do it in a post appraisal that's amazingly in-depth for the lightness of the thing.
I know. Dennis Miller is here this morning with us. Of course, we play the Miller Minute. He's also part of this Red Circle Sports with Dennis Miller, a podcast author, you know, of his career. Do you find that it's easier in this hyper-political age to deliver comedy to a live audience or more difficult or the same?
Well, in a way, it works back to the mean line, because when things used to be more, relaxed politically, you could probably gather from the 50 to the 75 and from the 50 down to the 25 mean line out, you'd probably get half the crowd. Now you can still appeal to half of the crowd, but on the number line, you have to go from 75 to 100 and down to 25. There's nothing in the middle anymore. People really, I think it redefines hate in a way. They sort of hate you, but I think it points out how little that matters. You know what I mean? What's it matter if strangers hate you to some degree? I think if you broke them down for a second or even met them for a minute and a half, some would continue to hate you. Some would hate you more. Some wouldn't hate you at all. So this whole thing about people on the internet being trolls and, like I said, once again, the recognition of that by people seems to be the problem for me, not them initiating it. I've always assumed that human nature, listen, I saw 2001, The Dawn of Man. Occasionally, somebody else comes up to the water hole and you pick up a bone and brain them. That's life.
Dennis, you were recently in Chicago, not long ago, not in Chicago per se, but I believe Joliet and St. Charles. And somebody asked you, why Chicagoland? And I believe your answer was, this is where you come to make sure that, that you know, it's the Midwest. It's the heartland. If it plays here, does it play anywhere? How does it work?
Well, the only anomalous thing about Chicago, and I assume this is just some sort of political machine, I find the people in Chicago to be the most level-headed, normal, both proud of their city, but also a bit humble. You know what I mean? Not like beating their chest all the time like the denizens of certain other cities. But and then when it delivers faithfully to, I don't know, guys like Emmanuel and stuff like that, I always shake my head. But I assume there's just some sort of machine, or I know there's some sort of machine there in place. And that's what the vote will always yield. But outside of that anomaly where I go, boy, how can they have that murder rate there and not want to try another option? I find the people to be amazingly level-headed. But let's face facts. A lot of violence there every weekend. It seems to come down on a specific, it's almost like a curtain. And for some reason, the people continue to vote that way. And I don't get that, but every other part of it I get. They seem like nice, common-sense people.
Well, next time you come to town, if you can spare a few moments, please come in and visit with us. We'd love to see you again. It's nice reconnecting with you after all these years, Dennis, and continued success. Hope to talk to you again in a few weeks.
Nice to talk to you, John. I'm glad you're back with your old partner, and you guys sound like Hope and Crosby. So it seems like you're on the road to Decatur, my favorite.
We're on our way to golf right now.
Bye-bye, guys.
See you, Dennis. Take
care. For more Big John and Ramblin' Ray, tune in to them live weekday morning 6 till 9 a.m. on WLS AM 890. And you can stream them at WLSAM.com.